Good morning. My name is Tatsuko Hiraishi. I belong to Kyoto University, Japan. I'll be talking about improvement as expression-based C language system, which I presented at the last IRC. And then I'll talk about our experience of implementation of several language extensions using this system. In this presentation, I'll talk about the content listed here. I'll talk about improvement of the application after reviewing SC. Firstly, I'll show you the background of our study. The C language is useful as an intermediate language for implementing high-level languages because she has both acceptable portability and low-level operations, such as pointer operations. Such transformation-based implementation into C is easier than implementing a native compiler because we need not think about assembly-level optimizations and so on. But implementation such translation is not very easy. Such transformation is usually performed in such a way as this figure shows. Since C-like languages are difficult to translate directly, they are temporarily translated into abstract syntax trees. Then analysis or transformation necessary for the extension applied to the abstract syntax tree. Then finally, they are translated into C code. In this strategy, we need to implement not only programs for transformation, but also lexer and parser for each extension. To solve this problem, we have proposed an expression-based C language, SC0. The SC0 language is the plain SC language, which has semantics of the C language and the expression-based syntax. What you see left below is an example of SC0 program, which is equivalent to this C program. Definition and declaration are much the same as schemes defining special form, except that types must be specified in this way. Statements and expressions are also written like scheme. In order to facilitate transformation-based language extension in SC0, we implemented SC language system. Using this system, S expression-based extended language can be directly translated by translators, which are implemented by writing transformation group sets. Because our system includes a compiler from SC0 to C, we can implement language extensions only by writing group sets. We have reduced implementation cost for language extensions using SC languages. It is achieved because of these features of the SC language system. Firstly, we can use these capabilities. Secondly, new constructs can be easily added to S expression-based languages without modifying lexer and parsers. Thirdly, transformation rules can be written naturally. And fourth, such transformation rules once written are reusable when implementing other extensions. And now, I will talk how to define transformations in the SC language system, which includes improvements in this work. Many extended SC languages are implemented by multiple transformation phases, and each transformation phase is defined as a single loop set, which consists of several transformation loops. Transformation loop sets are defined like this. Firstly, we define a main and some parameters of the loop set, and then we define loops which belongs to this loop set. In this example, the entry parameter specifies that the SC program is called at the beginning when the SC1 to SC0 loop set is applied. A transformation loop defined like this, where the patterns and corresponding return values are listed. And we adopted intuitive backcode macro-like notations for patterns in consideration of symmetry between patterns and expressions. A defined rule can be applied as a list function, which takes an expression to be transformed and rule set name. The expression is tested whether it is matched by any pattern in reading order. In this case, this pattern, firstly, this pattern does not match this expression, and then this pattern for while expressions matches it. And then this form is evaluated, where EXPR and body variables are bound to the matched parts of the expression, respectively. In this case, this expression is returned as the result, a transformation result. In this work, we newly implemented the feature to extend rule sets. We can now implement a new rule set by extending an existing rule set. Firstly, I'll show why such extensions are needed. This rule set defines a transformation to add type information to all expressions. This is an example of example of transformation. Such a transformation is commonly used when implementing some high-level services. Then, suppose that there is an extended language SE star, which features a new operator star. Let's study the new operator. In order to add the type information to SE star programs, we need to define a new rule set like this. Without rule set extensions, we had to duplicate part of SC0 type rule set. By using rule set extension, SC star type can be defined by only this description. By specifying a parent rule set in defined rule set, SC star type inherits all parameters and rules of the parent rule set. And by defining rule using extended rule instead of def rule, we need to only the additional pattern. This extension mechanism does more than making an extended rule set include its pattern rules. To show that, I will show you how an application of this extended rule progresses. Since this parameter is not matched by any pattern in this extended rule, the rule of parent rule set is applied. The parent rule set. In this case, the parameter is matched by this pattern for arithmetic expression. Then this list form is applied. Note that expression rule is called recursively from here. And these are expressions of SC star language. These are expressions of SC star language, not SC0 language. And therefore, the expression rule of SC star type must be applied. We realize this requirement by using dynamic variables. Because rules are not applied, because rules are applied without specifying the rule set from here, the rule of the last specified rule set is dynamically dispatched. In this case, expression of the sister type is properly applied. At this example, a rule set extension is helpful for reusing commonly used rule sets. And also for applying multiple simple extensions at the same time, too. Also, we can extend the SC0 language by writing only differences, by extending a rule set for identical transformation of SC0 programs. I will show you how defined rule set, def rule, and extend rule are implemented. Each defined rule set is implemented at def class, like this, and parameters of rule set implemented as members of such a class. Extensions of rule set correspond to extension of classes. And DefRule and ExtendRule implemented a def method, and a function is defined for each rule name. And the function is actually called from user programs. The function is called actually called user programs and dynamically run current rule set and then calls a method associated with the rule name. A value of current rule set is a class instance, and a proper method is dispatched depending on the class which the instance belongs to. The calling a rule of a parent rule set is realized by call next method. Now, I will talk about actual examples of language extension. Firstly, I will review nested functions, which I presented before at the last ILC. I review nested functions because they are required to implement some high-level services. As I said earlier, she is useful as intermediate language, but it lacks an ability to access execution stack. Therefore, it is basically impossible to implement these features, garbage collection, checkpointing, masterting, and globalizing by translating into C. We have solved this problem by implementing lightweight SC, SC0 with lightweight nested functions. This is an example of a lightweight SC program. In the function foo, G1 is defined as a nested function. The pointer to G1 is passed to the function h, then G1 is called indirectly through the function call. At this point, G1 can access local variables and parameters of foo, the caller function. The nested functions in lightweight SC have some limitations listed here. Instead, we realize quite low creation and maintenance costs for them by lazy initializing of nested functions and lazy evacuating of frames from execution time. By using lightweight SC as intermediate language, we can implement several high-level services by translation, as I will show you next. And now, I will show you the implementation of garbage collection. We implemented high-level SC, a memory safe SC0. For memory safety, HSC uses references instead of pointers. Therefore, getting addresses, arithmetic operations for references, and pointer counts are not permitted, and arrays not equivalent to pointers. We can use a new primitive to allocate a new object. Objects may be collected by copying garbage collector. This is an example of HSC program. This function takes two references to objects and creates a new pair which contains them. The init expression is an SC0 expression, which is equivalent to compound literal in C99, not extension. This HSC program is translated into this lightweight SC code. Each function is translated to have its own nested function and an additional argument which take a caller nested function. The getMem function is called to allocate a new object in the heap and may invoke a collector. When the collector is invoked, scan1 is indirectly called to scan the execution stack. Scan1 effects the evacuation of the references in this frame and finally calls scan0 to scan the caller frame. By iterating this, all of the stack can be properly scanned. Now, next. I'll show you how to implement multi-thread using nested function. We implemented the MTSE language, which has primitive for creating a new thread, suspending the current thread and resuming the suspended thread. This is an example of MTSE program. This program computes the nth Fibonacci by computing the n minus 1s and the n minus 2s in separate threads. If the computation of the thread ended earlier, the thread is suspended until the other thread resumes it. The implementation is more complicated than root scanning. Here, I will show you only how suspending and resuming thread are realized. Each function of MTSE is translated to a nested function for equivalent computation to the owner. And the translated function also has a pseudo program counter for memorizing a location, computing location in the function. When a thread is suspended, the nested function calls the scheduler, and the nested function and the thread state is pushed to the thread start. For resuming the suspended thread, the scheduler calls the save nested function. Because the nested function shares computation and environment with its owner function, the computation can be resumed from here. Finally, I'll talk about automatic load balancing. We are developing T-cell language for automatic load balancing. A T-cell implies tasks are divided like biological cells. T-cell programs work in a runtime environment for load balancing. This illustrates the runtime environment. One T-cell program is executed in one or more computation nodes connected to base cells. Each computation node has one or more workers. The workers communicate each other by message passing. The messages include task requests, task, the result of the computation, and acknowledgments. Each worker basically iterates, receiving a task, computing it, and sending the result. But when the worker has no task, it requests a task to another worker. The worker which receives the request divides the running task and sends a call to the task requester. In this way, load balancing is realized. A base server relays a transmission between separate computation nodes. It gets busy nodes and passes task requests to it to reduce redundant transmission. This is an example of T-cell program. A T-cell program consists of task definitions. Each task definition includes a definition of structure of task object and a definition of entry point. When the task tfib is invoked, the function fib is called from here to compute the nth Fibonacci number. This do-to is a primitive of T-cell, which indicates that these two computations, S1 equal fib and S2 equal fib, these two computations are divisible. Normally, these two statements are executed sequentially. But if the task request handler for this do to is invoked until execute while executing the first statement. The worker creates a new task object, sets the input value, and sends it to another worker. In such cases, the second statement is not executed. Instead, wait for and receive the result of the spawn task. Get a result and spawn task. This figure illustrates how tasks are divided in this DCI program. A worker progresses the computation. When the worker receives a task request, it backtracks until the oldest due to 100, and then spawns and sends a task object. By using backtracking, a larger task can be spawned, and we can reduce the number of times task divisions. After spawning, the worker can restart its own task. Such mechanisms can be implemented by using nested functions. Each due to statement is translated to a block with a nested function. When a task request is detected by calling, the nested function is called BK. It firstly calls a nested function BK0 of the last due. For backtracking. If task request remains after that, it creates and sends a new task. After computing S1, if this task handler has been invoked, the worker waits for and gets a result of the spawn task. Otherwise, simply executes scan statement for computing S2 by itself, and then return S1 process. This shows how task and result are transferred. If a task request is from the same node, the data of task and its result can be passed quickly via shared memory like this. Otherwise, task or results are serialized into messages, and the messages are transmitted via by the base server, like this. Send the input, compute to the answer, and send the result. Here are the advantages of T-cell. Firstly, before choices how data are transferred determined automatically, a single T-cell program works both in shared memory environment and distributed memory environment. Secondly, compared to lazy task creation or SILF, we can achieve lower overhead because we do neither create a logical thread for each do-do, nor need to manage the thread. High portability is one advantage, of course. Finally, I'll talk about future work. I'll summarize my presentation. Future work. Actually, developing T-cell is a work in progress. We will improve the language design as an object-oriented language. In addition, we have to improve the performance, especially distributed memory environment. Regarding the SD system itself, we may employ annotations for loop sets, other than patterns, to generate more sophisticated code. For example, optimized code. Like expert systems. Let me summarize my presentation. I talked about enhancement to the design of transformation rules, especially the features to extend and loop set, which enables differential programming and helps efficient management of existing loop sets. And then I talked about the three new applications of the C language system, especially T-cell is important. This concludes my presentation. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions? Philippe, is it available?
Available?
Yeah. Is it publicly available? Can we?
Publicly available?
Yes.
No. Not yet. Not yet. Near future.
Yep. Have you tried getting C users to write SC code?
To write SC code?
Yeah. Would a C user like this, or is it just for Lispers?
Do to like.
I mean, I think it's a good idea, but have you ever asked someone who is not so Lisper?
C users は使う気になるのかっていう。C users は使う気になるのか
っていう。if the user is like this, the user should make translate from C language to S expression.
Other questions?
It seems to me that you have already a rule system and garbage collection and multiple threading. So the C itself seems to me less and less important in this whole architecture. What do you think of that? Why don't you just produce machine code or assembler code?
For implementation code, or lower implementation code.
Other questions? Thank you, Linda.